We now continue our annual year-end series, Life's Voices. We present people working to improve the community, sometimes with little fanfare. Today, we meet Terry Strodoff. She's founder and president of the Alma Center. It helps men who have committed acts of domestic violence to discover and heal from the trauma early in their lives that may have led them to act violently.
I came in as an evaluator, which was the most important way that I could have possibly come into the field of domestic violence, because one of the things that we had to evaluate was battering intervention programs. And I went in really kicking and screaming, like, what? Programs for batterers? Why do we do that? Why are they just not in prison, locked up and put away? But because I came in as an evaluator, I had to not have that approach, but really have an open mind and try to understand what's happening. So one of the first things that we did in the evaluation was to do focus groups with the men. And what happened in that is that there's a whole canon of research that I was basing my understanding on, and then there was what happened in the focus groups, and they did not match up at all. I mean, that's really what it was, stories of their own pain and trauma and their struggle with those things. What I was reading in the research was that it was all very conscious and manipulative, and they were people who would stop at no ends to, you know, stalk and hurt their partner. And what I saw in the groups was just people who were really broken and in a lot of pain themselves. So it began a process of like, what is this all about? Then where do we go to understand what's happening? How do we understand how to work with the men? Another route into the work that became very personal was my family was formed by adoption. My sons were older, and they were adopted 4 and 5 years old. And they were deeply traumatized children in the system, very much a failure of the system. They were hurt. They were really traumatized children. And they had so much anger and so much rage inside of them that we were also told by Milwaukee County, the kids were beyond hope and really not where we would want to put our time. I didn't have a lot of understanding about trauma at that time, but I had a lot of understanding about being a human being, I think, and I could look at them and recognize that they were children in pain, that these things that they were identified as were not in any way who they were. How that became personal for my work is I just very clearly imagined my sons growing up with the trauma unabated. They were 4 and 5 and already carried so much rage that they were acting out on. It's weird, right? Because when we think about little children, we have some compassion for kids that are growing up in mess, that are growing up with violence, abuse, and neglect, primarily like emotional neglect of having any nurturing that really sustains their connection to their soul and their connection to who they are as a human. And then what do we think happens to them when they're 18? Like some magic happens at 18 and suddenly all of that pain is healed and gone, and we expect them to be healthy and functioning and unhurt adults. Treat these men as victims, how dare you? Of course, right? They have caused harm. I get that it's our gut response. Somebody who has hurt somebody is not a person who is deserving of our compassion. I get that, you know? And the reality, though, for me, is that there are people who are not going away. The vast majority of people do not stay in prison for their entire life. They're coming out, and they're coming out into our community.
Terry Strodoff is founder and president of the Alma Center. We spoke with her as part of our annual Life's Voices series. You'll find the segments on WUWM.com.